You're working from home, and the glow from your computer illuminates your pensive expression. I find it adorable to see you so concentrated. You are working late into the day. The sun is about to set, and I'm fighting the urge to distract you. I saunter into your office and start snooping through your things, trying to figure out what goes through your mind when you're in your own thoughts or taking conference calls. You're at your desk, half curious as to what I'm doing and half paying attention to what you should be working on. I get the idea to bring you a drink. I have to be useful to you somehow. I'm wearing one of your button-up shirts, and I try to tiptoe into your workspace as to not disturb your concentration. However, as you blindly accept the glass, you see my shirt fall open because my buttons are undone. You ignore me because you know I hate it. I'm your little attention whore, so I don't like to compete. You prop your forehead on your fingertips as you scribble some illegible notes into a legal pad while reviewing something on your computer. I don't understand a lick of what you're doing, but I like watching you work. You look tense, and it makes me feel compelled to help in some way, any way that I can. I choose to rub your shoulders. You feel the heat from my chest on the back of your head. You aren't even working anymore, but I pretend not to notice. I kiss the top of your head. I hear that relieves stress, but I'm never sure if it works. At the very least, you crack a smile. It makes me feel good, so I do it again. And then I put a tiny kiss on your earlobe before placing a final kiss on your neck. You reach behind you and put a hand in my hair. You appreciate that I'm trying, and I can tell by the swollen bulge in your jeans. You finally hang up the phone, and I ask you to swivel your chair around. You notice the button-up shirt I'm wearing. You also notice I'm wearing white cotton panties, socks, and little else. I pout and ask you, "What's the matter?" You sigh deeply and tell me, "Nothing a little time with you won't fix, baby girl. You're sweet." I straddle you in your chair. I kiss you long and deep. You cup my rear and squeeze me. I blush. I'm not used to being grabbed this way. I feel you fully erect underneath me. It makes me happy to know I have this effect on you. "What do you need, sir?" I try to anticipate what you desire from me. One of your hands finds its way to my hair once again. I love when you touch my hair. It sends shivers down my body. I slide off of your lap and sit on my knees in front of you. You lovingly cut my cheek. You seem so happy that I'm trying to relax you. I direct my gaze to your belt buckle and start to work it with my fingers. Then to the button and zipper of your jeans. Then free your manhood from your clothing. My, my, look at how excited you are. I touch the tip of my tongue to the base of your cock and lick you to the head. I close my soft lips around the head of your cock. You hold my hair back to get a better view. You don't want my pretty face to be obstructed as you enjoy this scene. I take your manhood deep into my mouth. You feel the head of your cock get swallowed into my throat and you groan with satisfaction. How could anything feel this good? I move my lips up and down your shaft, slowly and rhythmically. The moisture of my tongue, the heat from my mouth, it drives you mad. "Look at me," you demand. I obey. I want you to be pleased with me, so I open my eyes. I see the desire in yours. "Master, are you aching for release? This isn't the way. I need to do something more." My hands move from your lap to my chest. I undo the remaining buttons on my shirt and drop my top to my elbows. My breasts are completely exposed, and I move in closer to you. I engulf your cock within my tits and start to pleasure you. Seeing the ecstasy on your face pleases me. "Are you happy with me, sir? Is this something you like?" "More," is the only word you manage to say in a hot and gravelly voice. I obey. I move my tits up and down your shaft faster, feeling your cock stiffen with the anticipation of release. Your muscles tense and I know you're ready. You begin to push up against me and I prepare to accept your seed. Your cock pulses and your cum spills over me and the top of my breasts in a forceful thrust. Your initial release makes a mess on my breasts, but I manage to contain the rest within my lips. You taste so sweet. And I'm thrilled to have pulled your release so effortlessly from your throbbing cock. After a final pulse, you relax limply on your chair. You smile as you watch me lap up the spillage from my chest. It wouldn't be proper to waste a drop of it. You sigh deeply with satisfaction. I smirk as I return to my feet. I bend over to present you with my forehead for a kiss. It wouldn't be proper for me to accidentally make you taste yourself by accepting a kiss on my mouth. Get back to work, I say playfully as I mosey to the bathroom for a bath. I smirk to myself as I hear the sounds of your zipper and belt buckle returning yourself to your original state a little less tense.